Had the Quattro fleet realized she was a specter? Or were they merely suspicious of her knowledge of the specter's spread spectrum, a fact Aurelia had exploited to help her squadron mates destroy the ship headed for the academy? If it was the former, then there was no doubt that Aurelia's labored breaths would be her last. She'd be tortured and interrogated by the fleet's top intelligence officers, perhaps even by Zephyr himself. Aurelia shuddered as she imagined the face that had once made her heart flutter, gazing at her impassively as she writhed in pain. She closed her eyes and forced her overtaxed lungs to take a few deep breaths as she fought against the panic expanding inside her like toxic gas. She'd spent her entire life training for this mission, and despite the immense danger, she'd succeeded. She'd managed to infiltrate the Quattro Fleet Academy, triangulate its top secret location, and transmit the coordinates to her commanding officer on Sylvan. Because of Aurelia, the Sylvans could finally launch the campaign they'd been planning for years, a crippling strike at the heart of the Quattro Federation's military operations, the Quattro Fleet Academy. But at the last minute, Aurelia had found herself unable to watch the Sylvans kill the first real friends she'd ever had. And she'd made the wrenching decision to sabotage the attack by telling her squadron mates to fry the Sylvans' ship communication system by sending a directed pulse across multiple frequencies. The plan worked, but success had come at a devastating cost. Every Sylvan on the battlecraft had been killed, and the Quatrans had grown immediately suspicious about Aurelia's knowledge of Spectre technology. The door hissed open, and Aurelia flinched. Her head felt too heavy to move, forcing her to lie tense and still. "Hello, Aurelia," a deep, familiar voice said. She managed to turn her head just enough to see Zephyr and Admiral Hayes standing in the doorway. "Can you sit up, please?" Zephyr pressed his link, and the weight pinning Aurelia to the bench vanished. She moved her fingers tentatively and flexed her feet a few times before she rolled onto her side and tried to push herself into a seated position. She'd been in the best physical condition of her life when she'd arrived at the academy, a state she'd maintained through grueling daily training sessions. But the long hours she'd spent in the cell had weakened her muscles enough to make even this small act difficult. She glanced at Zephyr, who'd stepped into the cell and was now watching her with an inscrutable expression. Just a few days ago, it would have seemed like the most natural thing in the world for him to reach for her hand and help Aurelia sit up. She could still feel the lingering traces of the warmth that had spread through her body the last time he touched her. But this time, Zephyr's arms remained at his sides, as he watched Aurelia struggle into a seated position with her back against the wall. She knew she shouldn't be surprised by his detachment. Although they were about the same age, he was one of the most accomplished intelligence officers in the Quattro fleet. Like Aurelia, he'd been trained to maintain his professionalism in any situation, even if that meant interrogating the girl who'd kissed him in the ocean simulator. Unless a new wave of fear crashed over her. Unless he'd known her secret all along and feigned attraction to get close to her. Could he really have faked the look in his eyes that night? The tenderness and intensity with which he'd kissed her back? "What's going on? What am I doing here? There has to be some mistake." It didn't take much effort to make herself sound confused and terrified instead of guilty and terrified. "You can skip the theatrics," Admiral Hayes said. "Tell us your name."
"Aurelia."
"Your real name."
"That is my real name."
It was true. There'd been no need to devise a fake name. To the best of their knowledge, the Quatrans had never even laid eyes on a so-called specter, let alone compiled a database of known secret agents. Admiral Hayes glowered at Aurelia, then gave a small nod towards Zephyr. The nearly imperceptible gesture was enough to send an ominous shiver down Aurelia's spine as she wondered how many times they'd performed this routine. Hayes stepping aside to let her counterintelligence expert and master interrogator do what he did best, extract information from